This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
Today, Stuart and I are talking to Dr. Silke Britson from the Max Planck Institute for Radio Astronomy. Welcome to the Jodcast.
Oh, welcome.
So could you tell us a little bit about the meeting we're at today?
Yes, sure. So the meeting is a working group meeting within a COST action. COST is financed by the European Union, and it supports scientific networking in Europe. And the idea behind, we developed this 2 years ago, is to bring black hole scientists all over Europe together, because we realized that the scientists are working in different fields of black hole science, like on the small, tiny black holes, the quantum black holes, the stellar black holes, the galactic center black hole, which has roughly 4 million solar masses, or the supermassive black holes, the big monsters in our universe with millions to billions of solar masses. And we realized that all of these scientists are working on very interesting subjects, but they are not really working together. So our idea was to bring all of these scientists together and to support that they communicate with each other, and in the end work towards a better understanding of the general phenomenon of black holes.
So even though the masses that we're talking about are very different, the physics is quite similar?
Yes, we think that the physics in principle is similar. There are differences, of course. If you consider a quantum black hole or a supermassive black hole, different physics and different environments, different physical questions are concerned with this. So, for example, if you think about a supermassive black hole, which is probably in most of the bright galaxies in our universe, so the galaxies and the black holes are evolving together. While the quantum black holes, they have not been detected so far. They might be created at the Large Hadron Collider in Geneva, but this is a very speculative part of the theory, although it would tell us a lot about the physics in our universe. But so these are different fields, different physical questions connected to them, but all of them are very exciting. And I think we can learn a lot by talking to each other, learn about the physics, about the different properties, parameters of black holes, and yeah, it's an exciting field.
Okay, so you've talked a lot about how COST is bringing together all the different fields of black holes physics. So, but what particular area do you focus on?
My favorite black holes are the supermassive black holes, so the really massive ones. And I'm interested in the phenomenon of merging galaxies, merging black holes, and yeah, what happens if there are two black holes in one galaxy? If they merge, what happens? And how can I find these objects? We think that these emerging supermassive black holes produce the most important gravitational wave signal in the universe. Gravitational waves have not been detected directly so far. Scientists are working on this, and some of our colleagues are here as well. So I'm interested in finding the candidates for these gravitational wave signals, and I'm trying to find them by looking at the plasma jets of black holes, of supermassive black holes.
You were saying about mergers of supermassive black holes. So does that mean you can get some galaxies actually have binary or two supermassive black holes right in the center of the galaxy?
Yeah, exactly, that's the idea. So mergers of galaxies, this is an important scenario in our universe. So if you look into our universe, you probably know the Antenna galaxy. So this is the result of a merger of two galaxies. And this happens all over cosmic times. This is a way galaxies grow and also black holes grow, by mergers of galaxies. And if you have a black hole in all of these galaxies, if two galaxies merge, you produce a binary supermassive black hole. And they can approach closer to each other and in the end merge. So this is a way you can grow supermassive black holes from tinier black holes by accretion and by these merging processes.
These supermassive black holes in the center of our galaxies, are they? How long do they take to form exactly? Do they form near the beginning of the universe, or were they a more recent phenomenon that has just grown from mergers of galaxies?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And unfortunately, We do not really know how the supermassive black holes were really born, so to say. So this was one of the topics in conference today. How do you produce the supermassive black holes? You have to produce them early in the universe. They are very old. So we think they were produced very early and they have grown through cosmic time. So today we heard a talk that they might have grown out of a super cloud. So two galaxies in the beginning of our universe merging, producing a super cloud, and this super cloud then collapses into a black hole, which would then grow again by accreting material or by galaxy mergers or whatever. So this is still a question, and this is very tricky because we know roughly how old our universe is. We can see black holes, supermassive black holes, early in the universe. So the question is, how did they form that quickly? So this is a really tricky question, but it's many scientists are working on this at the moment.
I think we better let you get back to your coffee break. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.